This is KERA News. I'm Christina Martinez. In the national conversation on race and identity, we don't hear much about how white people experience their race. But in the Whiteness Project, candid video interviews explore what it means to be white today. Whitney Dow created the Whiteness Project, and it's part of the POV series with PBS. The second installment was released last week. It's called The Intersection of I, and it features interviews from white and biracial millennials in Dallas. Whitney Dow joins me from the NPR studios in New York. Whitney, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
This is the second series in the Whiteness Project. The first one was filmed in Buffalo, New York, and you spoke with mostly blue-collar workers. And this time, you spoke with a group of millennials in Dallas. What kind of guided that decision?
Well, there's two things. I mean, the reason I went to Dallas is that I wanted to do something in a more complex racial environment. So Dallas has a traditional black-white divide, but also has, as you know well, has a rapidly growing Latino community and Asian community. And I really was looking at people where they had, there was multiracial people, biracial people, transgender, that how does race fit into this complex equation of identity? And that's where the title comes. The Intersection of I is really, I think about identity as lying along the seam of how you perceive yourself and how the world perceives you. And I wanted to explore that. The reason why I wanted millennials is I feel that generation is really driving this new language around race. When I was a kid, there wasn't the same language to talk about identity. There wasn't talk about pronouns. There wasn't talk about gender identity. The language didn't really exist in the mainstream, and this is the generation that's really pushing that conversation forward.
This group was between the ages of 15 and 27 years old. Pretty big gap. But was there a particular person or interview that kind of stuck out with you?
I think the interview with Nick, he talks about his relationship to the Mexican side of himself in a very, very complex way, and talks about feeling like he has to hide his Mexican identity and identify as white among his friends.
The fact that I'm sometimes hiding that I'm his Mexican, I feel like I'm disrespecting my mom. It just makes me feel like I can't, I have to hide who I am. And I feel like I shouldn't have to.
Nick was one of the most interesting interviews for me, and it was also a very emotional interview. I mean, actually, a lot of the interviews are very emotional for me. I think that I'm talking about very personal things with people that I'm only meeting for a brief period of time.
What was the hardest area for your interview subjects to talk about?
I think this idea of privilege is really hard for white people to process, especially white people who maybe don't come from rich backgrounds or have sort of complex backstories, that this idea that they might get some benefit for the color of their skin. I think that also this idea that by admitting that there's structural racism or admitting that there's white privilege, that they might have to accept some level of guilt for it. I think it's a really complex area for people to navigate. The other thing is, I think this idea I see a lot with younger people that I interviewed was that by acknowledging race, you're somehow being racist, by even this idea of being colorblind. I don't see color was sort of something I hear. I only treat people as an individual. I don't see their color. And I think that's kind of a naive view that a lot of the younger people had.
Do you feel like that's kind of a defense?
I think it is sort of a defense. I think when people say I don't see color, I think in some ways they're saying I don't know how to talk or think about this subject.
Do you think we'll ever be a society that's post-racial?
I wouldn't want to live in a society that was post-racial. I'm attracted to difference. I'm attracted to different people who are different than I am. I think people's racial identity makes up who they are, and it's a big component of who they are. And this idea that somehow we're going to move beyond that, I don't think that you're ever going to reach a place where that race is not a major part of every societal equation.
Whitney Dow is a filmmaker and creator of The Whiteness Project. Whitney, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.